And sitting in front of me, about to take a sip of his drink. Woo. Well, I'll let you take a sip first. Kevin from Tame Impala, how you doing, man? See, I knew that would happen.
I was making the slurping sound.
Oh, look at that. That is theatre of the mind. You were sudden, for a second there, you were at Splendour in the Grass, supping on a tasty beverage like Kevin. How you doing, man?
Good. Very good.
You're not on till like 7:45 tonight, but skulking around.
Tomorrow night, sorry.
Yes, thank you. So you came here early to see your bros in Pond?
Yeah. We've got our giant West Coast posse.
Yes, it is quite big. Now, you told me that Nick, who is not quite big, singing in Pond and stuff, quite ill today, but he went nuts on stage.
Yeah, it's the old Doctor Theatre, as a friend once told me.
How does Doctor Theatre work?
So? Well, he's a doctor that is in the form of audience. The gaze of the audience is a collective...
like medicine?
A collective... just when you suddenly get on stage and you're sort of like...
Transformed.
Yeah, you're just sort of like fueled up and buzzed. Point that all sickness kind of like goes in the background.
Does that happen to you as well? Like if you've had to play ill and you've come to the fore?
Yeah, definitely. No. Even like singing and stuff, like suddenly you have like croaky voice backstage, you know, hell, pissing your ducks because you don't know if you're going to be able to actually make a noise. You're like, oh, am I going to actually be able to produce a note tonight? And then, just something about getting up there. And
the collective consciousness powering you on.
But the thing is, it relies on you being excited about the gig. If it's like the end of a tour and audiences don't have the same effect they did on you at the start of the tour, then it's kind of...
Well, I'm glad this is the first gig you played in Australia for ages tomorrow night.
Totally.
So you're back in Australia. In fact, I was chatting to Wayne Coyne the other day. He said he poked his head into the studio when you were recording once again.
Sorry.
It's all right. He said he poked his head in. He got you to sing on their new album, and he poked his head in. Did he make his way onto Lonerism?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wait a second. You should know.
I should know. Well, I mean, there are a few kind of sounds and weird things on the album, but as far as I know, Wayne Coyne is not in them. Not in any of them.
Have you played the new songs live yet?
No, we haven't played a show. Wow. First of all, we haven't played a show in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new lineup. Well, we know we just have an added member.
Yeah, we're a French connection.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a new French import.
Who's that?
His name is Julian Barbagello. He's hanging around somewhere.
Julian Barbagello.
He's very shy, though.
All right.
Yeah, he's from the south of France.
Nice.
A chance meeting in some random pub.
Really?
And here he is. Yeah.
What, did you know he was a drummer when you met him?
No, he... I don't know how... I can't remember how we started talking.
Wow.
I don't know how it came up. I think we drunkenly decided to play some, like, weird sideshow... project-y things in and around Paris. And, so we did a couple of gigs like that, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty good. I was like, hey, man, do you want to play my other band? it worked out really well. It's so sounding pretty good.
How does the lineup work now?
Well, Jay plays keys now.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, this is cool. This is like, you know, second album in, and it's all been shifted around a little bit.
Yeah, and it's kind of exciting. Like, especially for us, it's like a breath of fresh air, you know, like...
Yeah, because you guys have been doing it for so long, man.
Well, you know...
No, I agree.
It's all relative.
And it's true, and especially... And with these new songs, we've heard two songs from Lonerism so far, Apocalypse Dreams and Elephant, and the synths, the keys are really prominent.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. We were like, okay, how are we going to attack this live? So, we've been on musician boot camp for the last month.
Learning.
Just like locked away, learning these new learning the whole album again, basically. All the songs we ever play, we've got to learn again because we've got Julian and Jay on keys.
So from inner speaker and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like we're a new band, but at the same time, the first jam we had just really sounded like we'd been playing together for ages. Because, he's an amazing drummer. I'm not going to hype it up because it's going to make him more nervous for his first gig to like.
That's all right.
I don't know how many thousand people, but it's going to be
great. Well, I tell you what, if you want to listen, because it's going to be on the radio as well, starting tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe don't tell him that, though.
He He's French. They're people from France. They're confident enough, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's a terrible
well,
stereotype.
I mean, that's one of the other things. He's slightly more mentally stable than our previous drummer.
Oh, right. I'm going to move on. Hey, so you're playing your first gig in ages. It's tomorrow night at Splendor in the Grass. Then you're heading overseas to do some stuff with Black Keys. You've got Lollapalooza doing South America. So when you're, I guess you'll be back for like a Lonerism bunch of shows and Parklife as well.
Yep, yep. I mean, what we're going to do is wait till people hear the studio version of the songs first mm-hmm. before we unleash them live.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's kind of like they just end up on YouTube.
Yeah, you
know,
no, like, that's true.
With like the crappy mobile phone.
It's difficult to go what person by person in the crowd and take the phones off them.
Exactly. That would be slightly more time consuming.
So we'll be hearing Apocalypse Dreams and the song that we heard for the very first time on radio yesterday when Tom and Alex played it, Elephant.
Yeah. It's, I actually, my fantasy, I said to the label, I was like, we should release Elephant at exactly the same time we play it. Because we were talking about this whole like, oh, we can't play it before we, you know, play it live.
Yeah.
I was like, what if we have a big red button, you know, the big release song button. So even though the crappy like mobile phone versions end up on YouTube,
the pristine,
it'll be like, yeah, yeah, we'll be sliding in underneath.
Well, unfortunately, it beat the live version by 24 plus 8 hours or whatever.
I'm totally cool with that.
But people are stoked about it. The text line went nuts yesterday when Tom and Alex played it, and then Linda Mariano on Good Nights went crazy on it as well. And we're going to hear it live tomorrow night and right now from the record Lonerism. Kevin, thanks for dropping in, dude.
No problem.